This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The stuff that he was talking was just outrageous. They came back, told me. I put my thinking cap on, and I went to work. I went to a dark place. I went Dark Knight on him. He was calling for me. I was in here getting scratched out by Gucci.
Josh Norman. He called himself Batman. That was him versus Dez. Do you remember how intense that got?
I am Batman.
That was in Arlington, and that spilled over, if memory serves me right, when the game ended, too. Dez in the locker room, Josh Norman in the locker room. They would go at it.
It's some good battles, man. They did. Always good times.
And the breaking news right now is that Josh Norman has been released by the Redskins. Mike Garofalo, NFL Network. Redskins are releasing Josh Norman. Intriguing situation to watch as he now has time to find his new team ahead of free agency. Josh Norman is a fascinating career to look at. Number one, I got Kevin Gray sending me a poll question. I'm not even going to retweet it. Kevin, I love you. No offense. Would you want the Cowboys to get Josh Norman? Heck no. And has nothing to do with his mouth. Josh Norman has been done. I'm not just talking about last year, but the year before that. I don't know what Josh Norman could be anymore, but I would not be interested in putting him out there in my secondary. Not for any not for any type of starting role. He's 32. He'll be 33 in December. So I would have no interest with Josh Norman on the Cowboys.
Hard pass. I don't want to. There are very, very few 32-year-old corners that I would take a look at. Very few. Sherman, he was one.
Yeah, for Sherman to even have the season he had was stunning to me.
Yeah, it's easy when you're playing a zone.
Pro Football, thanks, Revis. Pro Football Focus had him at the very top of the ratings all year long. He's 31. He'll be 32 next month.
Like, Antonio Cromartie could get away with it because he was like 6'3". You know, he had a height advantage. Like, that always helped him out. Always. But most corners, I mean, there are very few Daryl Greens out there. Very few. No, I'm hard pass.
Now, I thought Josh Norman was the type of corner that could give Dez problems.
I think he's getting his head.
He's a bigger guy, too. Yeah, getting his head. But I'm talking about a bigger guy. Where Dez couldn't just bully him and throw him around. But Josh Norman, he got benched last year by the Redskins. He didn't play down the stretch. So, no thank you. But he got paid. He forced Sports Talk arguments to decide between him and Richard Sherman for a little short period of time when he blew up in Carolina. Remember that?
Yeah, 2015.
We had to ask Scheme about him. You know, we had to focus on Scheme with Sherman. What scheme was Josh Norman playing? And then he got paid by the Redskins.
Yeah, the Redskins gave him a big contract, and he has not lived up to that. And I mean, he was okay, but he had certainly not lived up to the money that he got from the Skins. But you know, he was a good player when he was in Carolina. He was a good, solid, you know, borderline great corner.
Yeah, Mike Fisher, 20 minutes ago, Sonjay Law, former Cowboys wide receiver coach, is taking a job with the Seahawks. So he is going to Seattle. A lot of
he's got a history there. You play at the University of Washington.
A lot of Amari Cooper behind the scenes stories. And the Broncos are making Byron Jones their top target or a top target in free agency. That coming from an SI writer that covers Denver. Byron Jones, Broncos target.
All right. The more targets, the worse it is for the Cowboys. You know, Eagles are thought of being a target for him. I mean, who knows what other teams out there might be. Obviously, the Cowboys are. The more that you get, the worse it's going to be.
Now, we've done a pretty good job on this show of predicting mistakes. All right, don't do this, Jerry. Don't do this, Steven. said it nonstop with Zeke. Don't do this. What about when it comes to letting Byron Jones leave? What is the official Sean and RJ show stance on this? And at what number are you willing to let him leave? You know, those corner salaries are at about 14, 15, all right?
Mm-hmm.
You and I have been more supportive of Byron than a lot of other people. It sounds like he is not a high priority to them at all. Now, that they want to, maybe best case for Byron, Dak signs the extension, they franchise Amari, they transition Byron. But Patrick Walker, CBS, wrote that they value, was it Robert Quinn over Byron?
Yeah, it's so disappointing. This team is just so backwards and so old.
Did I get that right? It even feels weird saying that.
Yeah.
Robert Quinn at his age over Byron Jones. Now, obviously, the cost, I mean, the long-term commitment would be different. Byron's 27 years old.
I know.
Now, Robert Quinn did have 11 sacks for you. He was probably your best defensive player. He certainly was in the first half of the season. Robert Quinn's 29. He's younger than I thought. He'll be 30 in May.
Think of it this way. The corner might be the overall best value on your entire roster. Think of where their salaries are compared to their impact on the game.
I totally agree.
Corners, and we've gone over this a million times, and you know, the numbers show it. Corners impact the game far more than anybody else on defense. Build your system back to front, secondary to front. We look at sacks and we fail to look at coverage the way that we do. And you can't get an elite pass rusher for less than $19 million. And you can get an elite corner for 13 to 14. It's such a great value. You get two elite corners for 24 to 28 million, and you could barely get one elite pass rusher for that money. They are such a great value. And if you can find your way to do that, holy cow. I am all in on re-signing Byron. Everyone complains about his lack of interceptions.
We all said Byron over Zeke.
Yep. Lack of interceptions doesn't matter. It is like half of that is the system they used to run where they didn't want you to jump routes. He had the fourth lowest incompletion percentage in the league. Okay, he had tons of pass breakups. I mean, the guy was phenomenal.
They also screwed him with position shuffling.
Yeah, I mean, he's only a second-year corner.
Yeah.
Let's not forget that.
Yeah.
In the NFL. So, yeah, Byron is a guy I would 1,000% re-sign.
All right, so right now the top corner salaries per year, Xavien Howard, Miami is at 15, Josh Norman, 15, cut by the Redskins, Tremaine Johnson, 14.5. So what if Byron Jones says, I want 15?
Sure. Yeah. 15 for you.
Robert Quinn gone.
Robert Quinn gone. I can find it. I'll find another Robert Quinn. You want Robert Quinn? I'll find you Robert Quinn.
11 sacks.
Yeah, I know. I know.
I agree with you, though. Come on, man. It can't be Robert Quinn over Byron Jones.
When you have Tank on the other side, I could find somebody. You could find someone maybe to get you 11 sacks. He's going to be getting.
True.
He's going to be getting a lot of work on that other side. A lot of help. So I think you might be able to find. I'll tell you this. It's definitely easier to replace Robert Quinn than Byron Jones.
No doubt.
And that's the other thing you got to look at. What's your replacement cost?
That's what I keep harping about. Forget about replacement costs. What about replacement options? Y'all want to, what do we call the Cheeto people? The cheaters? So we call them the cheaters? Y'all want Cheeto to play number one corner after last year? We tried to say, everyone loves Jordan Lewis, right? Because he was, you know, the corner equivalent of the backup QB. You want Jordan Lewis covering the number one wideout? You want to go ahead and just draft a guy like you did with Jordan Lewis and Cheeto pretty high? And trust that that's going to stop people in a passing league? That petrifies me.
Yeah, it does. It really does. I mean, there are good guys that you could find. There are good players that you could find. But, man, I'm going to re-sign Byron. I'm going to re-sign Byron. There's no doubt about that. I'm not going to worry about drafting guy. I don't want to draft a corner and make him. I mean, even Patrick Peterson, who was terrific. It took him a good half a year to figure things out. A good half a year.
Yeah. So it sounds like, as we've heard throughout the entire year, Byron, not a huge priority. But again, a lot of that goes with overrating interception numbers. Now, interceptions are bigger than sacks, right? It's the actual turnover, but it's the same thought of we just forget about the past breakups. We forget about them not throwing at you.
Right.
It's like affecting a shot versus the block shot in the NBA. They should have a statistic. I want to know with my defender that I'm signing for big time money, how many shots are you affecting, not just block shots.
Right, and I don't, you know, and if a guy, let's just say Tank, if Tank only has 9 sacks, but he's got like 15 pressures,
yeah,
to where he is in the quarterback's face at the time of throwing. And he's just not getting the sack because the quarterback's getting rid of the ball too quick. I mean, that's just as good. I mean, that's, you know, when you're in the quarterback's face and you're impeding the throw, that's just as good as a sack almost. I mean, it's probably going to be either an incomplete pass or an interception, or at least not on target to where the guy can't do a little bit of catch and run. So there's value in that. There's tons of value in that that's overlooked.
So that's the developing cornerback news. Redskins cut Josh Norman. No thanks. He's been done. And the Broncos have an interest in Byron Jones, according to reports that Mike Fisher is following. Tom Brady, according to The Athletic, is going to get dealt with by Belichick. It's not going to be Robert Kraft. Belichick is in charge of the Tom Brady negotiations. That's not good news. It would be good news if Robert Kraft was doing it because he's got the soft spot for Tommy.
Yeah.
But it's certainly not. It doesn't mean it's over, but I wouldn't look at it as good news if I was Tom.
No, I wouldn't either.
Dealing with Bill.
No, it'd be okay news, not great news, not necessarily good news, but you know, you obviously, if Bill's going to sit down with you, that I think that means that he's open to you coming back, but I don't see Bill offer up $30 million. I just don't see it. The Pats have $45 million of cap space. So if Tom is going to re-sign there and get help, I mean, is $15 million enough? To where you have to not only sign Tom, but a slew of, they have 20 free agents almost on that team.
Wow.
It's a lot of free agents they've got.
45, so where is that in terms of the rest of the league? Is that
it's mid-pack. It's mid-pack, yeah.
Okay.
It's mid-pack. So when you have a lot of free agents like they do, you know, is signing Tom number one to $30 million, is that the number one priority? You got a lot of guys to sign.
He's the quarterback.
I know, but you got to fill a roster out. And he couldn't get past Tennessee with the roster he had last year. Right, and they're going to be worse next year.
So right now we gamble on it. Tom Brady, I give you the Pats or the field.
Field. Well, I'm sorry. What's the money? What's the money?
You got to get that. Okay. You got to factor that into your guess.
All right. I'm okay. I don't think Tom wants to go anywhere. I don't think he wants to. I think what Tom wants to more than anything. I think he wants to test the free agent market.
Mm-hmm.
I think he wants to go out there.
Feel the love.
Yeah, he wants to go, and he'll use, this is what he'll do, because he knows the Pats have an $13.5 million cap hit, dead cap hit, if he's not on the roster March 18th, which is going to screw them for signing other people. I think he'll use the legal tampering period and his private jet and go see about 6 different cities in 2 days and then come back.
So the odds favoring him on the Patriots next year or another team?
I'd say it probably favors on the Patriots. I just don't think he wants to leave.
I don't know if he wants to leave. I would go 55-45. I think it's that close.
I think it's very close.
They got to sell him on help, and you just laid out the financial restrictions on getting him that help. Christian Fourier, our buddy in Boston, the guy with a hardcore masshole accent, says he's gone. TJ Houshmandzadeh said there's 0% chance. I've heard another national talk show host hearing that the two sides are griping about each other. Tom's not happy with them. They're not happy with Tom. So right now, if you believe the media, Tom Brady would be leaving. I would go 55% returning, but I think it's close. It'd be awesome drama. Mike Florio says the Matt Stafford trade rumors are not accurate. And Bruce Arians continuing to openly question Jameis Winston. And Dan Cilio, the former NFL player who started the tweet that the Bengals are talking to teams about Joe Burrow, this guy also threw out that the Bears are trying to get the number 2 pick from the Redskins for Khalil Mack. I get the feeling this guy's just throwing stuff against the wall in the dead period.
That may be a bit of a crazy hot take.
Why would the Redskins want Khalil Mack in that salary when they have Chase Young sitting in front of them?
Dan Snyder loves the big name. Loves the big name. This is the football show record. Forget G-Bag, it's this one right here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.